Andy, some big ideas there, particularly when it comes to young people. But when it comes to these promises about young people, is it going to win votes?
Well, do you know, that's what's wrong with politics at times. You know, everyone's like, oh, well, can they vote? You know, and because young people don't have the vote, I think they get stuff taken off them, because then politicians say, oh, well, we'll protect stuff for the people who vote. And that's what gets it a bad name, makes it cynical. Rather than doing the right thing, politicians do the thing that's all about votes. And I'm going to say, well, if the evolution's going to mean anything, it means dispensing with the old way of doing politics and starting to do things differently. So even though 16 to 18-year-olds don't have the vote, I'm making it quite clear that they're going to be my priority, and I'm going to give them a concessionary or, if possible, a free bus pass, all of them, in Greater Manchester, because it's just the right thing to do.
Now, as you've said to yourself, we have to do things here for ourselves. We can't keep going back to Westminster. Please, sir, can I have some more? Because that doesn't work. Where does the money come from for this sort of thing?
Well, yeah, that's a challenge, and it's about priorities, isn't it? I think if you look at the future and we look at Brexit and what it means, we're going to have to do more to train young people and help them get the skills to fill those opportunities that we have, will have, in the workplace. So it is about changing the way we think and helping our young people make their way now in what is a more challenging world. We'll have to do it. So my view is we'll have to find the money. But one of the things that comes with the devolution deal in Greater Manchester will be the ability to re-regulate bus services. And as part of that change, I want to see how we might be able to fund the free bus pass for 16 to 18-year-olds. So it's a challenge. There's no getting away from that. But I come back to it. It's the right thing to do, because all young people need to be given hope that there is something for them at the end of school. And if they don't have that hope, that's when we end up with a fragmented society, you know, people disillusioned, who actually in the end might cost us all more in the end if they become benefit claimants. So it's about doing the right thing, finding the money, investing in young people, but in the end investing so that we make our society more sustainable in the long run.
When it comes to linking up the various services in Greater Manchester, one thing that I haven't heard spoken about by any politicians yet, but I did hear mentioned yesterday, was that the region's CCGs are looking at commissioning an ambulance service and a 111 phone service for Greater Manchester. We wouldn't be in the Northwest Ambulance Service. Is that something you've heard about, you'd get behind?
Yeah, there's a problem at the moment, which is where we've got a lead CCG for the North West that commissions all of our ambulance services. I think it's Blackpool CCG. And this is an illustration of why the reforms that the government put through 5 or 6 years ago really haven't worked. You know, and we had a situation where Greater Manchester's patient transport services, the non-urgent ambulance service, was handed over to a bus company, and that really did not work at all. So I would favour Greater Manchester having a stronger say over the commissioning of ambulance services and non-urgent care and out-of-hours care, and that would be a positive development. What I am not in favour of is walk-in centres being closed, as we're seeing in Bury right now. How can it make sense to be closing walk-in centres in the middle of an A&E crisis? So that is something that I think is wrong, and I'd like to see that reversed.
A wide-ranging discussion today, and you even explored things that you might do if certain powers were afforded to the mayor, which at present aren't on the table, things like power over what's currently allocated money-wise by the DWP. Is there a danger here, though, you're creating a rod for your own back by over-promising?
Well, you've got to be ambitious, haven't you? You know, I think devolution, if we're going to give people reasons to get involved in it and be excited by it, they've got to see what the potential of it. So, you know, I'm not one of those who talks it down. I think we've got to talk it up and show how it can rebalance this country from south to north. You know, we've lived in a very London-centric world, all of us, for a long time, and people are pretty fed up with it. And I think it partly explains people's alienation from politics. It partly explains the referendum result, in my view. So I think you've got to aim high. And, you know, I am coming into this with high ambitions for what we might achieve. What's the point otherwise? You know, politics, I think, gets a bad name when people say, oh, I'm not going to say anything because that might be a promise and I might get held to account for it. I'd rather say what I would like to see as I go into this job, be honest with people, and as I say, set my sights high. I've got, you know, high ambitions for what we can achieve here in Greater Manchester, and you know, I'm ready to see if we can make it a reality.